and are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Well, good morning, Northern California. You've tuned in to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Christy Largent. I'm sitting in for Dr. Maria Salas, who is out of the area this weekend, and we're going to be talking about your health and feeling good and how to stay strong and healthy as you age. And so I thought, you know, normally Dr. Maria talks about all sorts of things for having your life be more full and complete and feeling good. And so I thought, gosh, you know, I'm in here with my dad the last half of Kurt's show before, and I thought I would tap into him, because for those of you who know him, he's 73. He's healthy, vibrant, has more energy than most 25-year-olds. And you start saying, wow, well, what causes this, and how can I have some of that? And, you know, we come from a family, thankfully, of strong, healthy people. And my dad's mother, my Nana, died a month shy of 100, and she was basically healthy till the day she died. I love thinking about how Nana lived her life and was so healthy and vibrant and really made the most of it. You know, the day she died, she was interested in the people around her and curious about what was going on around her. And I never one time heard her complain about not feeling good. Not one time did I hear her complain. She just was an extraordinary woman. And so she used to always say, a little bit of moderation and just a little bit of everything will make you feel good. And I thought, you know, that's a really good way of looking at things. I'm going to talk a little later about what I think some of her key health secrets were. We're going to cover that in the last half of the show. But while I've got my dad here, Mr. Ron Largent.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for staying over, Dad.
You're welcome.
I know you, well, if you've just tuned in, you're probably going, who is Dad? Well, his name is Ron Largent. He is a local realtor. He's interested in a lot of things. He's a phenomenal musician, one of the best trombone players you'll ever hear. He loves life. He is the dad of four kids and the husband of one wife, and is just a grandfather of many. And we call him Grampy now, his new name. And so, Dad, let me ask you, what do you think? Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your fitness journey?
Well, it goes back to when I was actually growing up in Compton, California. I was very, very active. I was thinking about this the other day when I got up early one morning. I used to get up at 4 o'clock to go do my papers. I had a paper route I delivered to the Los Angeles Times in the morning, and then I'd come back and go to school, and that was my income for junior high and high school. But it also got me up in the morning. I would ride my bike and deliver papers, and so I started developing. Really, I was pretty fit even starting in junior high school. I got into high school, played sports, and of course, being with music. In fact, in my ninth grade of my junior high school, I was the quarterback of the football team, and right before halftime, I'd run in and put on my band uniform and come out and play at the halftime show for the band.
And, that is so typical of you. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
And then I'd run back sweaty after the band. I got more sweat doing the halftime than I did playing football. And then end up playing the second half as quarterback of the team. And that actually lasted through my sophomore year at high school. Then my junior year, I became a cheerleader. Believe it or not, back then we had boy cheerleaders, mm-hmm. and we would jump and do everything else that you can imagine. I wasn't a gymnast, but I would make all kinds of things. We were modeled after the cheerleaders at USC, mm-hmm. because they were the guys that stood up there and had all the crowds. And so then same thing continued. Got into college, very active, always participating in college. Actually tried out for freshman football, if you can imagine that.
At UCSB?
Yeah, I didn't even make the cut. But
that's okay.
But anyway, ended up playing a lot of intramural sports and very active. So to me, being active every day was part of my life. As this led into the Air Force, of course, in Air Force, being an Air Force officer, you not only go through the physical conditioning in officer preparation, but then once you got to the base every day, they would try to build in a time. So I'd try to keep up maybe one day of some kind of physical fitness. And then we ended up in England, and I was actually the services officer. So one of my responsibilities was in the personnel services area, was providing physical services and recreation for the, all the base personnel. So I got into, that's when I started playing racquetball, actually playing racquetball to be sure that the racquetball courts were sufficient for the guys that really like to play. I was never very good. In fact, I was, at times I was so bad it was kind of pitiful. But when we moved to Washington, D.C., and as you may remember, we got to know Joe Gibbs, the coach of the Washington Redskins. We went to church together. And one day he said, well, I made the mistake of saying, oh, I enjoy playing racquetball. He said, well, let's play a game. And that was a huge mistake. This guy was a nationally ranked. Joe Gibbs was not only a great football coach, but he is a great racquetball player. And it was like 15-1 and then another game 15-1. And, you know, and I remember Joe saying, well, Ron, you probably just need to work a little harder and you'll move up. Well, I've never forgot that, but so I've kept real active. Now, I know we have to take a break, but I want to then jump to my adult life and fitness, because that has been a real challenge with the cancer.
Yeah.
So we'll cover that.
We'll talk about that when we come back, because that most of you sitting in this audience probably listening can't relate to playing racquetball with Joe Gibbs, the coach of the Washington Redskins. However, you might be able to relate to someone in your life, you know, having colon cancer. And that's kind of the comeback kid story with my dad that we're going to cover a little bit later here on the Positively Healthy Show. Dr. Maria Salas, this is Christy Largent sitting in for Dr. Maria. And we're going to be back in a few minutes with more ways for you to stay positively healthy.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Freedom is the only thing. Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Well, you can slow down in the song, but you're not slowing down as you're listening to the Positive Healthy Show with Christy Largent. I'm sitting in for Dr. Maria Salas, and my guest this morning is my dad, Ron Largent, and he's telling us a little bit about his not-so-slow life. That's a funny song to go with this story. Because he was telling us about, you know, an active life. And I think you guys can relate to that. Most of us try to stay pretty active, pretty healthy. He had always been in athletics, always been pretty fit. I remember as a high schooler, he got into running. And I was in high school when I remember him running, doing quite a bit of fitness running. And I was running. We were all kind of, that was the running craze in the late 70s and early 80s. And Dad, what happened though? Here you had this really healthy life going, pretty normal. everything seemed fine, and then 2004, what happened?
Well, as you mentioned, you know, I was born in a hospital but hadn't been in one since. And so one day I happened to notice I had a little bit of blood in my stool, and I thought, what in the world is going on? Well, I went in and had a colonoscopy to find out that I had cancer, colon cancer. So here I was, 60-some-odd years old, and the doc said, well, guess what? We got cancer. And, of course, it didn't really bother me because I happen to have a strong faith, and I know God's plan's going on. So I said, well, let's get rid of it. So went in and had surgery. Great job. Dr. Stone did the job. The lesson to be learned at that stage was, for our listeners, if you haven't had a colonoscopy and you're 40 years or older, go get one.
Yep.
The hardest part of a colonoscopy is the drinking of the solution leading up to it, which is the night before. And it's, you're just drinking like a sweet juice. It tastes terrible, but you can force it down, drink it with ice. I use the crushed ice and it goes down real easily. And go in and get a colonoscopy. It's painless. They very effective. Dr. Paul Spinka is my doctor. He's wonderful. He's like, he knows me, and now I go in for routines, but it's like he plays tennis. We talk about tennis. He says, well, let's go ahead and do the procedure. And it's all done. And they now use a drug called Versed.
The miracle drug.
Which is certainly a miracle drug. You don't remember any part of it, but you're kind of awake. The most fun about that is that when you get done, you don't remember anything that happens for that day. So they tell you, don't make any commitments, don't drive, and all that kind of stuff, which I try to follow.
Yes, well, the thing with the colonoscopy, you guys, and then I think his point is that, yeah, we're talking about being healthy here and doing healthy behaviors that keep the cancer from coming. And at the same time, let's use the medical technology that's available to us to stay healthy.
Right.
And that's what a simple colonoscopy can do.
Right.
And, but you know, those of us who don't take drugs, right, we're never in that experience. So when you go in for your colonoscopy, Versed will be a pleasant treat.
It will be. And the thing
it
is,
it feels so good. You're like, oh, this is why people do drugs. Because it feels so good. But that's going to help be preventative. And so, Dad, afterwards, what was it like getting, now you had, they did the surgery, but then they said,
well,
what?
Yeah, I had preventative chemotherapy. And it started 10 weeks after the surgery. And 4 weeks after that, I had a toxic reaction to two of the three chemicals. It's unknown as to how it happened, but it happened. I went back into the hospital and spent 7 days intensive care, 21 days in the hospital. And
you almost died.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to get it under control.
They called in the family the whole bit.
It was horrible.
48 hours, said you'll live or die. Dr. Baldev Singh was on duty at the time and actually saved my life. He has since moved from the area, but he's a wonderful doctor. And, well, the long and short is I came out of the hospital about 30 pounds less, lighter. It's one way to lose weight at least. And then when I went in, and I couldn't walk out to the mailbox, I was so weak, and I started a recovery that took about 3.5 months, and that recovery was getting exercising again. Mm-hmm. I started walking.
Moving,
kept moving every day. I'd take a few more steps, and I started regaining my strength, and I couldn't drive yet, so my wife drove us one night. One day we went up to McLeod. It was a nice day, and we walked around the old McLeod area. I remember that. In fact, I ran into one of the real estate agents that I knew, and they were shocked to see me because they knew I was so bad. Mm-hmm. And but I started exercising again. Now, I got back to normal health in about a six-month period and got back on a very regular schedule. And I think that's really one of the keys that's kept me going. I try to stay pretty much on a schedule. I sleep, I try to get 7 hours sleep a night. I go to bed about 10 o'clock and I find that for about 3 hours it's real intense sleep. And then I kind of wake up, but those 3 hours are critical. Now, I get up fairly early. I get up usually about between 5:30 and 6 almost every day. So that schedule, my body's into that schedule. Then the first thing I do in all but two mornings a week is I walk for about a quarter mile. I leave the house. Well, we live out in the country, as you know, but I walk down to the post to the mailbox where I get my paper. It's about a quarter mile. I do it every day, and I go down the hill and up the hill. So when I'm coming back up the hill, I'm actually working up a sweat, and there it was 30 degrees, but I'm still sweating under my parka. And that really gets my day off to a good start. And then during the day, I walk as much. I'm moving around constantly. I am blessed with a lot of energy, so I don't wear out. I do, when I go to bed at 10, I crash. I'm out. Mm-hmm. You could move the house and I wouldn't mm-hmm. wake up. Mm-hmm. But during the day, I try to use as much energy as I can. So I move fast. Our office manager, Louise, gets a big kick out of me because I come in, I'm always kind of dancing around, but it's using up energy. And that's what the good thing is. I watch my weight and what I eat very carefully. I'm on a schedule. I eat pretty much the same. I usually have some cereal or a power drink or something, a mixed drink in the morning.
Meaning like a protein shake, yes, not a mixed drink.
I'm glad you clarified that. A protein mixed drink.
Yeah.
And I mix it with cereal and so forth, and then I really watch what I eat. I have a medical low metabolism, so I burn up very little of the calories.
Well,
so.
And we're going to talk more about diet when we come back. We've got a break coming up here, but I think we're going to – couple key things there, the mindset. We're going to talk a lot about the attitude and mindset and how that played into your recovery as well as movement. You know, this segment of the show has been sponsored by Tor Industries, which is bringing high-tech manufacturing, automation, mechanical design, and prototyping to the North State. Tor is one of our North State success stories. And it's also brought to you by and sponsored by HealthWise Chiropractic and Dr. Maria Salas. Do you want to keep your immune system strong without pharmaceutical side effects? Make an appointment with Dr. Maria. Her number is 530-227-3984. And we will be back shortly with the Positively Healthy Show here in the North State.
You're listening to AM 1460 KCNR Community Radio for the North State.
The heart is a bloom, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yax.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning
last.
And good morning. You're back with the Positively Healthy Show. This is Christy Largent sitting in for Dr. Maria Salas, who is away this weekend. And I am in the studio here today with my dad, Ron Largent, who's been telling us a little bit of his health journey. We're hoping for some inspiration for you as you look for ways to live healthier, stronger, longer, happier. And isn't that what we all want? Long, happy, healthy lives as strong, active members of our community and our families. And so, Dad, you were just, we're going to kind of hit on some high points here because you've had the cancer, more than a scare. I mean, you literally almost died. The doctors did not know how to stop the infection that was going on. It was miraculous. We believe prayer had a lot to do with your recovery.
Absolutely.
And, have gotten back into a routine. And now we're, what, eight and a half years?
About 7 years, yeah.
Out of that. And so what are the things that, what are your takeaways from this? And as our audience is listening, what are the things that they can be doing as you, you know, look over this journey?
Well,
I mean, why are you so healthy today that you're still able to do and be and go and give like you do?
Well, I mentioned the schedule. Get yourself on a schedule, and that schedule has to involve good eating and exercise. And I joined a club, the Shasta Athletic Center, a number of years ago, and I pay, what, $250 a year or something like that, $20 a month. It's well worth it. I go over there. I try to get over there. My goal for the first of the year was an hour a day of doing walking, running, either treadmill if you walk. I usually run on the treadmill. I try to do 2 miles of running on the treadmill. Last year I did the Zumba class. I was the only man in there. Well, there was one other guy that joined me. It was great. It was wonderful exercise. Helped my agility tremendously. Everybody got a big laugh out of it when I told them I was at Zumba, but it's one of the best exercises for an hour. And it's kind of fun. You know, you're with a mixed group in there and it's a lot of exercise. And then I'm in a power hour. In fact, I would have been there this morning at 9 o'clock. It's, we work on our muscle strength, which is often
weight bearing.
It helps the legs and the whole thing. So that's very, very important. Now, a couple of things that I do in addition is that I go to my doctors, and there's a book out there by Mark Locks, and it's called Treat Me, Not My Age. My doctors treat me, not my age. They don't treat me as a 73-year-old. They treat me as an able-bodied, a fit, older person. And Dr. Brito, my family physician, is wonderful. He'll do the stress test and so forth, you know, strength-wise. And he always says, you know, you're like a 40-year-old. Well, that's good news. That's very encouraging.
Right.
Excuse me. So the book, Treat Me, Not My Age, there's a lot of truth in that. The other thing I do, and again, it's religiously done on my schedule, and I get up early, as I mentioned, at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning, I listen to People's Pharmacy on public radio. Now, it comes on a couple of different times. You can go in and Google it. It's peoplespharmacy.com. It's this husband and wife team that share medical information, and they have doctors on every week for interviews. It is a really wonderful program. It's so much information. They talk about everything from diets through everything from hypertension, and it's excellent. It's just an information dissemination, and I know I talk about this to people all the time. Have you listened to People's Pharmacy? Because there's so much on there. Everything that I get on there that benefits, that I feel is a benefit, I do, like exercise, watch what you eat. And for example, a real simple thing, one of the sleep doctors says, don't eat a big meal before you go to bed.
Right.
Another guy said, what I'm doing now, I find it works very well, is one of the doctors said, eat popcorn while you're watching TV at night. And believe it or not, I've tried doing that, and I seem to sleep better.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, you have a whole huge variety of forms of information coming at you because you're going to hear someone else who says don't eat anything after 7 p.m.
Absolutely.
So you really have to know your body and say what works well with my body. I mean, what is giving me the results that I want, the energy that I want? And you have to be up on things like, as you mentioned, listening to the People's Pharmacy. There is so much new science right now that staying curious
That's
which
it.
You always tell me, stay curious. Staying curious is huge.
It's huge. And that is a great program. And they have doctors from all over, and they also have non-doctors, mm-hmm. people like us that
laymen.
Come in, and laymen, and they come in and talk about it. So, what do I see in my forecast for the next, well, first of all, I'm going to stay on the schedule. Now, the other thing that I do that I enjoy is, and I say this with all due respect, I really enjoy being around young people. Mm-hmm. Of course, with 4 children and 10 grandchildren, obviously, I think the young people, you know, I just enjoy being around them so much. So I try to surround myself with organizations and events that have a lot of young people. And for example, I've mentioned already that today I'll be at the Reading East Rotary Crab Feed. Well, Reading East Rotary, I'm one of the older guys in there, in that particular club. We have a bunch of young guys and gals. They have more fun, and I'm part of it. And
right.
so it makes me feel like, hey, I'm not an old man anymore.
It's the Women's Refuge Crab Feed.
It's the
but
Women's
the Reading East Rotary is helping
yes,
support it.
And
it's
we're
one
helping,
of your
and
outreaches.
I'm volunteering there to be there. But the Reading East Rotary Club, for example, is a young, vibrant club, and that really keeps me going. So don't look. Now, another group that I just got involved with, which is, again, a very interesting group. It's called SERS, Seniors in Retired Service. There's about 300 men, 350 men, and we meet out at the Elks Club once a month. It's a great deal. You get together and you have fellowship, and, you know, you're actually my point is that get involved. Just because you're getting older, do not drop out. In
right.
fact, if anything, get more involved.
Right. And that's, I'm reading a book. I wish I'd brought it in because of the title, but it's about the second half of your life and making it even more impactful than the first half. And
right.
so much of our culture has said, slow down, retire, go play golf, travel. And then when you do that, it's like, wait a minute, there's got to be some more meaning to that. And then you see old men who just get old or
yeah.
old women who just get old. And we want to avoid that. And that's talking about your passion.
I want to make one more point. Then I'm going
yeah.
to have to break. I got to get busy today. I got some things to do.
Oh,
by the way, I'm going over to get my new computer.
Okay.
So
go ahead. Hurry up.
Yeah.
We got a break coming.
Okay. I enjoy being around older people that are active. And I want to mention my good friend, John Schlins. He plays trombone with me, 78 years old. John is a phenomenal trombone player. We get with the young guys and straight ahead big band, have a ball. So keep active, keep on a schedule, lots of energy, and have a
yes.
good day.
Okay, Dad, you're with the Positively Healthy Show. We'll be back in just a minute.
And you're listening to AM 1460 KCNR Community Radio for the North State.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms. From animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. a Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just
well, welcome back. This is the Positive Healthy Show. This is Christy Largent, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Maria Salas, who's out of town this weekend. And I just want to say how fun it's been to hear this from my dad, you know, Ron Largent. You think, oh my goodness, how could you hear these stories over and over? But you really don't very often. And you know, it's kind of like why StoryCorps is so popular on NPR, because people love hearing stories. And my dad is a great example. His mother was a great example before him of being healthy and living life long and full. And that's what we want. We all want to live healthy. And a couple key ideas. Ron, my dad had to leave. Ron had to go. But I really appreciate him coming in, because I think that's inspiring for all of us to know that when you get a diagnosis, for example, of cancer, that it's not necessarily a death sentence. I mean, you can, with the good medical care, you can turn it around. And obviously, our goal is to avoid getting it at all. Part he did not tell you, and I'll tell you now that he's gone, is that he had had warning symptoms for quite a while before he actually went into the doctor to get that colonoscopy. So maybe it wouldn't have been as bad of cancer had he caught it earlier. So we want to catch it before it turns into cancer, right? That's why we do colonoscopies and live healthy. And so much of that comes from your diet, from your activity, from your movement. And so what I thought I'd do for this last segment of our show, we've got another half hour here, is talk about what I call the big four. And the big four things that can help you live a long, healthy life. And I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, but I've done a ton of study on this and lived it and seen it lived. And I think with new science coming out and constantly being updated on more technology as they learn how the body really works, there's some four key things that can really help you. And then the overall arching fifth I'm going to throw in as extra. So the four things that we're going to cover is looking at sleep, getting how much sleep do you really need and what role does that play in your health? Then the second thing is movement. What does it look like? How can you get more of it? And why should you have it? The third is your diet, what you're eating, your food, what you're putting in, the fuel that you're giving your body. I have some suggestions for that. And fourthly is finding joy in your life. And that does kind of coincide with the fifth, which is your mindset. And actually, mindset should probably be first, huh? Because what you think about, you bring about, as my friend Rita Davenport likes to say. What are you thinking about? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as healthy and vibrant and active? And I thought it was pretty telling when my dad said he likes to surround himself with young people, because one of my favorite stories about his mother, Nana, was that she was about 98 and had moved into a home. We used to call it an old folks home, but it was like a kind of a retirement home. I'm like, Nana, how do you like it here? And she said, well, Christy, it's okay, except it's just, well, there's so many old people here. And I just laughed. I'm like, Nana, you are the oldest person here. But she didn't know it, because her mindset was never, ever, ever, I'm old. Her mindset was always vibrant, healthy, just interested in other people. And really, that is what helps keep your mindset from going down that old path, is that you're into others. You're not just all about yourself. I mean, who wants to hear about aches and pains and ailments? And I used to laugh when I was younger, because you would hear that's like a, you know, cliche that old people always want to talk about their aches and pains. But the reality is, now that I'm 49, I know why, because now I have the aches and pains. It's so tempting to talk about it, for heaven's sake. But Nana never ever did that. And mindset is huge. What are you setting up for yourself? What are you envisioning your life to be like? Do you see yourself active and involved and energetic? Or do you see yourself laying around the house because you're too weak and tired and bored to go do anything? So, we'll come back to that in a minute. I want to talk a few minutes about sleep. So the new studies coming out on sleep is that we all pretty much need more. Virtually across the board in the United States, we have tremendous amounts of sleep deprivation. And it's very interesting when you look at the studies, there's a correlation between the less sleep that Americans are getting and the higher fat that Americans are getting. So the obesity rates have risen as the sleep rates have gone down, the sleep times have gone down. And there's actually a pretty distinct correlation between the two, that our bodies need sleep as much as they need to be active. And as we sleep, as science gets better and they're better able to see what the body does during rest, they're finding out that it's not just being unconscious. It is tremendous amount of time for repair work to happen. It's when hormone levels normalize. It's when all of your cells regenerate and recharge. You shed dead skin cells, fall off at night. That's why with my Arbonne business, I always tell people wash your face in the morning and at night, because you want to slough off those dead skin cells that have come off during the night. And the science now is calling for 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night. That is the ultimate sleep. And I know most of you guys are laughing right now. You're like, oh yeah, right. I would love to get 8 or 9 hours of sleep a night. Tell that to my 3-year-old. But, for most of us, we are not getting 8 or 9 hours because we're really busy watching TV, on the computer, checking Facebook. What are all those things you do at night instead of sleep? I'm guilty of reading. I'm guilty of staying up reading. But we all can find things to do to keep us up. And then many, many, many people, as you well know, and as the pharmaceutical companies well know, do not sleep well. There's all sorts of reasons why they're not sleeping well, from stress to anxiety to overeating, being having that extra weight that actually doesn't let you sleep well, sleep apnea issues, which are also tied in with the overweight issues. And when you don't get that sleep in, you guys, you're short-circuiting yourself. You're short-circuiting your weight loss goals. You're short-circuiting your health. You heard my dad talk about being on a routine. And yeah, he's at 7 hours of sleep. He has never seemed to need a lot of sleep, even when he can sleep. His body doesn't seem to need it, but the averages are 8 to 9 hours a night. There's a book. I'm going to give you some really good books on what we're talking about this morning. One of them is by Rob Wolf. He's a local Reading guy who now lives in Chico, but really brilliant young man who's done a tremendous amount of scientific research. And he wrote a book called The Paleo Solution. And it's talking about lifestyle for optimum health and transform your life in 30 days. Lose weight, get fit, reverse disease. It is a New York Times bestseller. And in his segment on sleep, I just want to read what happens. The reason that, well, we need a lot of sleep, and then we need a lot of sleep in the dark. It's critical that the lights are out. And he references a book called Lights Out, Sleep, Sugar, and Survival. And basically, the abbreviated story is that at night, the proteins that make up your red blood cells actually register light that's in the room. And then those red blood cells carry that information of light exposure to your brain. Well, that information blocks a really important antioxidant hormone called melatonin. You've heard of that, right? So the process of being in a lit room at night, when you're sleeping and you've got your computer light on, your phone light on, you've got your your alarm clock light is on, and you've got other electronics, for example, in the room, or you've got night lights, your red blood cells are actually reading that light and carrying the message to your brain, which short circuits the hormones of melatonin. So you want to go with the blackout curtains. You want to go with covering up the nightlight, taking the nightlights out, because that will help ensure a deep, more restful sleep. And what they found in studies is that when people do sleep in a blackout, a room that's blacked out, they sleep better and they sleep deeper. So we could do a whole show on sleep. Maybe Dr. Maria wants to do that in a couple weeks, because there's so much data and information out there. But for today, I think keep in mind, make sure you're getting the sleep. Turn the lights out a half hour ahead of time. Wind down. Have a cup of tea. Stop eating by 7. So if you go to bed at 10, your belly is empty, so all those wonderful growth hormones can be released while you're sleeping. So some food for thought for you on the whole sleep issue, because I do think sleep is one of the top things for staying healthy and being strong into old age. And I'm sure you might have some questions. If you do, you can call 605-4567. We'd love to take your questions, or also go in the chat room. We want you to save the date for April 17th, because the second annual Liberty Wine Gala at Turtle Bay, brought to you by the Reading Republican Women's Federated Club, is a fundraiser for their scholarship program, their Bucket of Books program, and their advocacy programs. So you're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, and we'll be right back.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid at the David Marr Theater in Reading on February 1st, 2nd, and 9th. Adapted from the 2008 Disney Broadway production, this musical features the hit songs Part of Your World, She's in Love, and the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea, all with live music. Have your picture taken with your favorite character after each performance. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office, online at cascadetheater.org, or by calling 243-8877.
Join the conversation in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
And welcome back to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Christy Largent sitting in for Dr. Maria Salas, who is away for the weekend. In fact, she's away, but she called us in during our break, and she said for me to remind you that during sleep, the hours between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. are the most important hours of your sleep. Now, I have to say, my mother used to tell me this when I was a kid. I'm like, oh, mother, whatever. As long as I'm asleep by, oh, say 2, then I can sleep until 10. It'll be fine. And she said, no, Christy, you have it backwards. I never believed her. And now here we have Dr. Maria telling us it's true, as well as we all know the studies all show that those early hours are critical. And like my dad mentioned, he is deepest sleep comes between those hours, and he had noticed it, and it is. Okay, so the four things we're going to talk about for being healthy. Remember, sleep, get a great mindset, sleep well, move, and work, and your food, the food you put in. And I'm going to save that actual sentence until we get to it, because I'm going to freak you out when I say it. So I'll save that freak out for a few minutes later. Secondly, I want you to move. We all have to move. The more you move, the better you feel. It's kind of like an oxymoron, because you think, but I hurt. I don't want to move. It's like when somebody has shoulder surgery. What's the first, or hip replacement surgery? What's the first thing that the physical therapists have them do? Stay in bed? Oh no. They get them up and get them moving. And it's so counterintuitive, because you think, oh, this hurts. I don't want to move it. But when we move it, when we want to move it, as my daughter would sing, you gotta move it, it's because that blood, which is healing and full of nourishment and resources, rushes back to the injured area, rushes to the sore areas, and nourishes that area and helps it heal. A couple of years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, I was doing a boot camp over at the YMCA with Dale. They're one of their coaches over there. And we were doing an obstacle run, and at 5:30 in the morning, I tripped and fell and landed on my ankle. And after I had signed off on the liability form from the YMCA girl who ran it over to me while I'm laying on the floor in agony, after that, I got up and I kind of hobbled away, and I knew it wasn't broken, but it hurt so bad. I was like, oh my gosh, this hurts so bad. And it's the same ankle that I've sprained since the first time I sprained it was when I was in fifth grade. So it's a, you know, kind of quote unquote a weak link. So I knew it was sprained. It hurt so bad. I hobbled home. I put it up. I rested it. What is it that they used to tell us? Rice, correct? Rest, ice, compression, and elevation. So I did all that. And then it happened, I guess, on a Monday. So on Wednesday, I came back and I called Dale, I guess, the coach, and I said, you know, what do I do? My ankle's killing me. And he said, well, you need to tape, we need to wrap it up, and then you can exercise on it. And I'm thinking, what? Wrap it up? So I pulled out my trusty old ACE bandage and I wrapped it up, and I came into class early that next Wednesday morning, and I saw Dale. He goes, let me see your ankle. Did you wrap it? I go, yeah, I wrapped it, but I can't put my tennis shoe on. He's like, oh. He started laughing, except he doesn't really laugh, because he doesn't laugh at things like I do, but he goes, come here, and he pulls out some athletic tape, and he took the ACE bandage off, and he wrapped it up super tightly, and I was able to do the boot camp on that sprained ankle with it wrapped. Now, here's what this point of the story is. As I worked on that ankle, there were some things I did that helped it heal that I had never done in all the other years that I had hurt it. And the first thing is, I kept moving. And the more I moved on it, the more the blood flowed to the injured area, the quicker it was healing. The other thing I did is I used heat, and I soaked it in hot Epsom salts at night before bed, and it would get even more swollen and feel worse, but that was okay, because what I wanted, and this was under Dale's recommendation, was to have all the blood flow back. So I tried moving it. I would move it around, and it was sore and it was uncomfortable, but I moved and I let the blood do its healing work. And what's happened over the years is, and it's interesting how this has happened, I want to talk about movement with injuries specifically, and then I'll go to just moving in general so you don't get the injuries. But over the years, there have been, in the NFL, kind of is the reason behind the ice movement. This is pretty fascinating. Back in the 60s and early 70s, they noticed that when a football player got injured, they could put him on the sidelines, ice the injury, and immediately the swelling would go down and they could put them back in the game. And thus began the whole old wives' tale of icing an injury. And even today, you will see a lot of athletes who use ice to allow them to continue performing without pain. Well, here's the thing, you guys, and I saw a doctor speak on this, and that's where I'm getting this information. He is a doctor that works with professional CrossFit athletes. And he said, here's the deal. Our body knows how to heal itself. God made our body magically, and it heals, it knows how to heal itself. And so when you have an injury, immediately what happens? All those blood cells rush to the point of injury and start working to heal the injury. Why do we put ice on it, which short circuits that action and actually leave, you may be able to recover from an injury after you ice it. However, the body never gets to fully repair itself because you're short circuiting it with the ice. So that's just food for thought. Talk to your doctor about that. But the idea of movement is huge. What I want you to think about are how are ways that you can incorporate movement into your day every day. Can you walk? Can you do calisthenics? Can you jog? What is your finances? What do you want to spend money on? Do you want to spend money on staying healthy or do you want to spend money on getting healthy after you've gotten sick because you didn't move? There's so many awesome resources here in the North State for fitness. The YMCA is wonderful. Adamson Speak Performance, they're advertisers here on KCNR. They do a wonderful job with their camps. My favorite is the CrossFit, and I've started doing this in the last year. Go to northstatecrossfit.com. And you'll see what that's all about. Total movement, strengthening your bodies. There's yoga studios. We've got Nancy Sutton Pierce. She's coming on in a few minutes and you can hear about her. The idea is preventative. We want to keep you healthy. We've got chiropractic to keep you healthy and to do preventative work. And then you want to just use movement, movement, movement to keep you healthy. You're listening to Positively Healthy Show on KCNR 1460 and we'll be right back.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you'd found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
I like them moving, moving. I like them moving, moving.
Like thanks, Bob. I love that. We like to move it, move it. And that's what we like to do here at the Positively Healthy Show. Dr. Maria Salas is on out of the area. This is Christy Largent. We're wrapping up our discussion of living in a positively healthy manner. You guys, sleep more, move more, and the third thing is cut the processed food. Just cut it out. We could have a whole series of shows on nutrition and how to eat so your body feels great. Look for inflammation. What's making your body inflamed? What does inflammation look like? Puffy, bloated, swollen, tired, achy joints, foggy mind. Okay, if you have any of those things, guess what? You've got inflammation. And the number one way to cut inflammation is cut the processed foods. We could go on and do all these details, but the bottom line, you guys, meat, vegetables, a little bit of fruit, water, and you will be rocking it. that is, in a nutshell, a healthy diet. And lots of protein, veggies, a little bit of fruit, water, a little bit of wine. I have to put that in there. And you'll be rocking a healthy, healthy body. Sleep, move, cut the processed foods. And fourthly, find joy in your life. Find what gives you joy and then do it with all your heart. Find what you love. You heard my dad talking earlier, Ron, when he was on, he was talking about being around young people and his children and his, and the kids. And, you know, he finds passion in that. His music, even when he was going through chemo, he was still playing his music because that gives so much joy. And that's what we want for you guys. Find the joy and live it. Life is so short. We have no tomorrow. We have no guarantees. You know that. So this is the time to get out there, live it, live healthy, live life to its fullest. If you want some resources, you can call Dr. Maria. Her number, I've got some books that I can recommend, and Dr. Maria can give them to you. Her number is 530-227-3984, and she can give you references. If you're interested in this subject, one book. Go to Costco. It's called Practical Paleo by Diane Sanfilippo. This is the... Thanks for KCNR.
Shasta Redding.
Hostage standoff in Alabama between police and a man holding a 5-year-old boy in an underground bunker. Police believe the suspect, Jimmy Lee Dykes, shot and killed a school bus driver Tuesday and snatched the child from that bus.
Everybody was just upset, and law enforcement was racing to the scene. SWAT teams were racing to the scene to try to get a handle on the situation. But everybody was just scared.
Eyewitness and internet reporter Ricky Stokes in Midland City, Alabama. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake hitting Japan's northern island of Hokkaido.
Hokkaido is a lower population than the central part of Japan. It's an island off the northern coast of Honshu. So it's a much more rural region and less population, that kind of thing. So because of that, there's a lot less potential for damage as well.
USGS geophysicist John Bellini, the quake hitting 65 miles underground. Japanese officials saying there's no danger